This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And sit back. Well, I don't know if you can relax. Sit back and relax. You know, we've got Evan Sayant's going to join me after the first break. Some of you know him from the book he wrote, Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. It's always amazing to me. You know, whenever he's on and he talks about the liberals, when he talks about the, they get furious. But I'm good with that because that means he's hitting a nerve. That means he's saying something they know is true and they don't know how to deal with it. So, like I said, good. Anyway, you know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Got something to say and you don't want to hear yourself. Some of you say, I don't want to hear myself on the air. What can I tell you? But anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up on the website, even giving me your email address. We send out an email once a week. The email is so that give you an idea who's going to be in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of stuff. Can't find that out by just sitting on the couch and waiting for somebody to call you. We don't call each and every one of you. However, we will text you. Friend, if you want to be texted when the show is going to start, you want text alerts about things going on the show, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Anyway, God, there's so much. The Dems are at it again. Now, let them keep trying to impeach President Trump. I think this is wonderful. No, I really do. I find this highly amusing. So let them go at it. Let them do what they're going to do. Let them do what they're going to try to do. Right? They're trying to get the consensus. It's party line. 6 out of 10 Americans. And the number's up and dropped, but it's been pretty steady. 6 out of 10 Americans go, you know, enough with the impeachment stuff. How about we get to making laws, keeping to make things better for Americans? Right? We keep hearing about the all the partisanship and the Dems now are thinking about, you know, packing. There's no other name for it. Packing the Supreme Court. Because they don't like the way things are going. They don't like the way the rulings are coming down. But there's been no hardcore liberal rulings. And frankly, I mean, conservative rulings. And frankly, the conservatives have not been lockstep with them by any stretch of the imagination. If you don't believe me, there's a great article in USA Today. And the liberal Supreme Court, you know, the justices, they vote in lockstep, right? But they don't. The conservative justices especially, they've been known not to vote lockstep. Really. And you know, you look at Kavanaugh, we were sure he was going to be hardcore conservative all the time, every time. Didn't work out that way, did it? Really. Now, there were, 67 decisions after argument in the term that ended in June. In those cases, the four justices appointed by Democrat presidents voted exactly, you can write this down, it's okay, voted exactly the same way 51 times. So the four justices, four Democrats, remember I told you this is not a constitutional court? I said that because it's real simple. Five to four decisions all the time. There were many 5-4 decisions. Write down party lines. Write down appointed lines. 67, again, out of 67 decisions. And of the 20 cases where the court split 5-4, only 7 had the expected ideological divide of the conservatives over the liberals. Now, by the end of the term, each conservative justice had joined the liberals as the deciding vote at least once. Think about that. And some of you who might be upset by that, I'm not. I'm not, because that tells me that they're thinking, they're, you know, I don't know about you guys, I'm not a constitutional scholar. And it simply tells me that they're actually thinking about what they're doing. Right? They're actually thinking instead of being ideological and voting party lines or coming up with decisions or rulings based on what the Republican ideologues would. That's just crazy. And if you think that's the right way to vote, I don't know. You're not really thinking about what it's like to be an American. You're not thinking what it's like to be what the Constitution says. And that's what I want them to do. I'm going to follow the Constitution. I may not be in agreement with it. I may not like what comes out of it. But as long as you're following the letter of the law, then I'm good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay. But the dynamic isn't something that sprang up in the Trump era. Or even with the court's newest people. In 2014-15 term, with Kennedy at the height of his swing vote power, the last full term before Justice Scalia died, and resulting in a year-long vacancy, the four liberals stuck together in 55 of 66 cases. All right? While the four conservatives voted as a unit in 39. That's not counting Kennedy, by the way. So apparently, you could honestly say conservatives will vote the law. Liberals, not so much. So we'll see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Evan Sayet joins me after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die high in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, everybody. Johnny, be good. What does that actually mean? Someday we should look into that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. But let's get to it, because I love when this guy's on with me. I love his message, and you have to listen. You have to pay attention. You're going to miss most of it. Okay, we're back with probably one of my favorite people. Not probably. He is one of my favorite people to have on the show, at least the top three. Evan Sayet joins me, as he does from time to time. He's an author, commentator. He has the distinction of having the Heritage Foundation's most viewed lecture. And Evan, I always love when you're on with me, man. Really, I mean that sincerely, too.
Oh, it's always my pleasure as well.
See, now you can't make fun of me because I said something nice. You see what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely can. If I didn't make fun of people who said nice things about me, I wouldn't even make fun of anybody.
That's right.
Anybody
there you go. Nice. That's about right. Me. Yeah. Boom, butch. All right, good. Hey, listen, lots of stuff going on. We just came out of the 9/11 celebration. I didn't do any guests. I did 3 hours of nothing but... and I call it a celebration because, you know, we came together, we came back, we fought back. We're not forgetting those people that died that day. But I got to tell you, in light of what's going on in the world today, or in our world here in the United States, and the liberals that just seem to have left the plantation and the planet, you were a quote-unquote liberal before 9/11. You had what I would call, you had a conversion shortly after 9/11. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, let's give it some perspective. I was never a leftist. I was a lowercase L liberal I was born in New York City. I grew up in New York. I worked in the entertainment industry in Hollywood. Being on the left is what Andrew Breitbart called the default factory setting for somebody born to my demographics. So it wasn't that I read Das Kapital and I said, yes, I'm on the left. I just basically growing up knew what every Democrat knows. Democrats are good and Republicans are evil. Since I'm good, I must be a Democrat. You know, Democrats like peace. Republicans like war. Well, I like peace. I must be a Democrat. Democrats like air. Republicans hate air. I like air. I must be a Democrat. Even as a brain-dead liberal, 9/11 didn't really surprise me. Obviously, I didn't know the date. I didn't know the targets. I didn't know how devastating the attacks would be. But even as a brain-dead liberal, I knew just enough about the world to know that the same people who were murdering the Jews of Israel for no other reason than they were the closest infidels, who were murdering Hindus in India, who were murdering atheists in Russia for no other reason they were the closest infidels, would, when they could figure out a way across the oceans, the reason they kept attacking the closest infidels is because they were primitive. They remained primitive. In fact, even when they did attack us, they didn't attack us using their technology. They had to hijack our technology.
Right.
The best they had were box cutters and murderers and murder in their veins. So when they attacked us, of course they were going to attack the great Satan, the big infidel, if and when they could. You know, what surprised me and what began to change me is what I metaphorically call 9/13. And when I listened to the attacks of 9/11, it was the Democrats' response on 9/12. The idea that we deserved it, that it was, in the words of Barack Obama's spiritual mentor, the chickens coming home to roost, and that the way to prevent further attacks was to be nicer to the terrorists. This was insane to me. And this began, it was the first time I really thought about the issues. And Joe, I have an expression, the first time you think is the last time you're a Democrat. And by the way, it wasn't so much an epiphany as it was, first of all, I recognized that the values that I hold, they didn't change on 9/11, 9/12, 9/13. They haven't changed. What changed was I used to believe they resided in the Democratic Party. What changed is I recognize the values that I hold, the lowercase L values that I hold, aren't in the Democratic Party and haven't been for a long, long time, if they ever even were. You know, you think about the history of the Democratic Party, and every single human rights and civil rights blot that leftists used to demean America were actually the official policies of the Democratic Party. Every single one of them. Slavery was a Democratic Party policy. Right? Jim Crow and segregation were Democratic Party policies. But so too was the Indian Removal Act of 1830. Right? That was Democratic Party founder Martin Van Buren. And then it was administered in a way that was so evil by the Democratic icon Andrew Jackson that it was called the Trail of Tears. Right? The interning of the Japanese, that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yep.
Right? Now, the left claims that the Democrats claim that they've changed, that suddenly, sometime around 1968, maybe it was at the a stroke of midnight during a total eclipse when the third cock crowed, every Democrat became a Republican, every Republican became a Democrat. So it's really the Republicans that you have to blame for the Democrats' entire history. But this is ridiculous. They what they do is they point to their role in the equal rights movements of the 60s and 70s. But, Joe, they opposed equal rights in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
They violently opposed it. Here's what happened. The 60s radicals... joined with the George Wallace wing of the Democratic Party to oppose Martin Luther King. What happened was when the Democrats didn't follow the law, the Eisenhower Civil Rights Act of 1956, right, to desegregate the schools, the blacks took to the streets. They weren't a monolith. They broke up into two competing camps. One was led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the other was led by Malcolm X. But Martin Luther King's movement was a Republican movement. I'm talking about not just the name of the party. I'm talking about the ideals that we associate with Republicans today. All right?
Yep.
King's movement was Christian in spirit, peaceful in action, and pro-American in objectives. They didn't want to destroy America. That he didn't hate the Constitution. In fact, quite the opposite. He wanted America to better live up to our founding values. It was X who was Muslim. X's movement was Muslim in spirit. It was violent in action. And it was anti-American.
Yep.
That the 60s radicals joined. Because... they shared with George Wallace the desire to have the races separated. The people who are now calling themselves Democratic Socialists were segregationists. Right? Malcolm X was a black separatist. So they were the flip side of the same coin. Malcolm X wanted to separate blacks from whites. I'm sorry, Malcolm X wanted to separate from blacks, and George Wallace wanted to separate blacks from whites. There was no difference. But the big thing is they both opposed Martin Luther King, because Martin Luther King was pro-American. Martin Luther King's spirit was Judeo-Christian, and it was peaceful.
And if you want to hear Evan, you got to come back. A lot more on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
And we are back. You better be proud to be an American. Really, you know, if you're not proud to be an American, there are, what, 140 some other countries, 150 some other countries. Just go. You know, I'm sure they'll let you in. They'll welcome you with open arms. You watch. You try to get some other countries, more than happy to have you. Let's get back to it. I don't want to lose any momentum with Evan. Always love when he's on with me. We're back at it. If you don't really know anything about the show, just shut up and listen, okay? Because I'm not going to go through the whole thing again. I want to give Evan plenty of time to get his message out. Evan Sayat, one of my favorites to be on the show with. He's an author and a commentator. He has the distinction of the Heritage Foundation's most viewed lecture. All right? And he's talking about his conversion story, but not while he's talking. During the break, you got to head up to Amazon. You know, pick up the two-book series. I've just made them a series. He doesn't. You want to pick up Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and his newer book, Apocalypse Now. And we'll talk more about that in the last segment. All right, you told us about the conversion, but you went on. You were talking about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and the very bold distinction.
You know, you were breaking up during the question, but I'm assuming you were talking about during the civil rights movement, during the 60s and 70s, there were two ideologies, and it goes back to Frederick Douglass, who recognized this as well. You know, there was the militant separatists, and there were the peaceful, equal rights crusaders. And the people who now run the Democratic Party, the people who now call themselves the Democratic Socialists, the people who back then we called the radicals, the 60s radicals, they sided with the racist, separatist, violent, Muslim-based Malcolm X against the peaceful, equal rights movement of Dr. Martin Luther King. And if you look at the now that they've come to power, now they're no longer the radicals, but they are the Democratic Party itself, you see that it's exactly the same policies as Malcolm X. They're Islamophiles. They are anti-Semitic. They are anti-Christian. They are anti-American. They are violent. And they seek the same kind. In fact, if you look at the universities, segregation is back.
Oh, yeah, big time.
The history of the Democratic Party is the history of segregation in America, which is they segregated black children from white children on their plantations. They separated blacks from whites in their cities and in their facilities. They separated Japanese Americans from other Americans when they interned them. They segregated the Indians when they removed them. And today, they're segregating blacks from whites on college campuses where they have segregated dorms, segregated dining facilities, segregated graduation ceremonies. The Democrats have been the party of segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever, throughout their entire history, including today. And I don't know how anybody votes Democrat based on that one single issue. How can you be supporting segregation, a party that is reinstituting segregation? How does that one thing alone, not just this group, has gone too far?
Oh, I totally agree with you. And again, all those things that we had been taught, we had been working against, not looking at the color of one's skin, but actually, I don't want to sound corny, but, the content of the character, but truly, the person they truly are, not the color that they are, now we're being told we're racist if we don't look at their color. I'm so confused.
if you look at what the two most iconic, when good people think of liberals, lowercase l, typically they think of John Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. And if you look at their two most iconic statements, John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you. I'm sorry. And yes, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. The Democrat believes, demand that your country do everything for you and don't do anything for your country because that's xenophobia. They're not citizens of America. They're citizens of the world. It's literally 180 degrees. John Kennedy would be reviled today. And Martin Luther King said that he dreamt of a day when his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But the Democratic Party is nothing else but a party of collectivism, where human beings are judged not by the personal behavior, not by the content of the character, but by identity traits and stereotypical traits, stereotypes, that the leftist powers that be ascribe to various groups. You know who else was a collectivist? Adolf Hitler was a collectivist. All right. The Democratic Party has always been a collectivist party because unless you believed all blacks are inferior, you couldn't justify having slaves. Unless you believe that all blacks are inferior, you couldn't justify Jim Crow and segregation. Unless you believe that all Indian, then you couldn't have done this collective punishment that the Democrats do. And the fact that they engaged in these policies first and against blacks, the people with black skin, then red skin, then yellow skin, the fact that now that they're using these policies against people with white skin doesn't change the evilness, nor does it change the ideology. The Democratic Party has been the same party from its inception. Right? Again, at one point it was blacks, at one point it was red people with red skin, then it was people with yellow skin, now it's people with white skin. But it's still all based on the color of their skin, not the content of their character.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party is the party of racism, always was.
And how they have turned their backs on so many things. You know, I mean, again, you look at protecting Americans, the rights of Americans, as opposed to the rights of illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. We can call them illegal immigrants if you want to be nice about it or pseudo nice about it, but they are illegal aliens. You know, when you talk about just even in the justice, they're calling this president one of the most lawless presidents ever. And yet, but when you look at what they've done, even today, I don't know if you just got this because it just came across, but I guess the U.S. attorney is moving to charge McCabe for lying to the FBI in the Hillary probe. Now, you would have never heard that. If Hillary became president, you would have never heard. But think of all the corruption that's been going on and why why we don't trust him anymore. And now, what is it? I went blank on Flynn, right? Now they're looking at him saying, wait a minute, we want everything wiped out. You guys lied on him. You cleared him with internal memos, and then you nailed him in the public. Where's the outcry from the law-loving Democrats?
Well, but that's actually the most galling part of it all, is that you don't hear a single Democrat, no matter how vile their members are, no matter how corrupt, no matter how evil, you don't hear a single Democrat voicing objection. I mean, the one that gets me is the other day, for the second or third time, Elizabeth Warren on the campaign trail was saying how Michael Brown in Ferguson was murdered on the streets. No, he wasn't. He wasn't murdered in the slightest. In fact, the FBI and even Obama's DOJ,
yes,
even Eric Holder, said that Michael Brown was so guilty that not even his civil rights were violated, which is a low standard and a minimal crime requirement, much less murder. She knows this. She's lying in order to gin up racial hatred, and there's not one Democrat with the humanity, with the decency, to say, you know what, I agree with Elizabeth on a lot of things, but that's going too far. Just like when they accused Kavanaugh of gang rape. I expect Democrats to do things like that, because Democrats are vile and disgusting human beings. Right? You cannot be a good person and be a Democrat today. Not always true. It could be back prior to the 60s radicals and then their takeover of the schools, their takeover of the media, their takeover of the entertainment industry, their takeover of communications, right? But today there is no way to be a decent human being and be a Democrat. Now, let me be clear about something. That doesn't mean that every Democrat has to be a monster, all right? The Nazis weren't monsters. They were human beings whose ideology led them to do monstrous things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same ideology in the Democratic Party of today. The Democratic Party of today are the heirs to Adolf Hitler. Right? Hitler was a socialist. Right? Now, the Democrats claim, well, he was the wrong kind of socialist. He was a national socialist. We're Democratic.
Yeah.
Well, hey, those modifiers
gotta put it
don't
on pause.
Change the ideology one whit.
All right, gotta
but
put
the Democratic and Democratic Socialist merely refers to the by which they first
came
to power.
I need you. Hey, we got to go for a pause.
A Democratic Socialist. He first came to power via the electoral process.
I don't see you. Always a pleasure to have you with me, see? You just can't get him to stop. Joe Buzzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. More with Evan Sayer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try by Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'd like to see him in bell bottoms in the early days. We'll talk about that later. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who's with us? We're back at it. You know, I tell you, he talked all through the break. I can't get him to stop. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Evan Sayet joins me as he does. I always have so much fun. I learned so much when he's on the show with me. He's an author, a commentator. He's got the distinction of having the Heritage Foundation's most viewed lecture. And again, go to Amazon. You don't even have to get off the couch. Really, seriously. Put the channel changer down, but you don't even have to get off the couch. Order 2 books, Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and Apocalypse Now. And we'll talk more about that later on in the segment. So, you know, and again, you were talking about how the Democrats, you know, they're not monsters. They, for all intents and purposes, they're heirs to Hitler's legacy.
Well, right. I mean, we make a mistake when we portray the Nazis or even Hitler as a monster, as if he's Godzilla and a freak that just could never happen again, just a one-time thing that there's nobody else like him and never could be or would be. I mean, that's why we Jews say never again, because we wouldn't have to say never again if it couldn't happen again.
That's right.
But the ideology of today's Democratic Party is exactly Hitler's ideology. So just before the break, they said, well, Hitler was a national socialist. We're democratic socialists. But those modifiers don't change the ideology. As I said just before the break, the democratic and democratic socialist refers to the means by which the socialists intend to first seize power, not what they're going to do with that power. Meanwhile, the national and national socialist no more makes Hitler a nationalist than the national and the National Basketball Association makes LeBron James a nationalist. All right. James doesn't play in the local basketball league. He doesn't play basketball in the regional basketball league. He plays basketball in the National Basketball League. And Hitler wasn't a socialist in the local socialist party or the regional socialist party. Hitler was a socialist in the National Socialist Party. Hitler was a socialist. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a socialist. There's no difference whatsoever. In fact, nationalism is the bulwark against the evils of socialism. Because Hitler wasn't a nationalist. Hitler wanted to take over the world. Hitler was a globalist. He wanted no borders, just like today's Democrats. He wanted one world government, just like today's Democrats. All the nationalist believes is that the world with its 8 billion people, its 7,200 languages, its 4,200 religions, and a whole host of further complicating factors like various climates around the planet, various soils, various topographies. The world is just too complex for the kind of one-size-fits-all, top-down, massive global government that socialism demands. What the nationalist believes is the best way to organize the planet that is so complex is to have nation states where local leaders with first-hand knowledge of local realities act in the best interest of the local citizens. The Democrats are citizens of the world. They're one-worlders. They're globalists. The enemy of the globalist, the enemy of the socialist, the enemy of the globalist socialist, that's Hitler. All right? That's Hitler and that's AOC. They are both globalist socialists. The enemy of them then and now has been the nationalists. In fact, when Hitler first tried to take over Europe and create a European Union, it was the people who wanted to protect their national sovereignty that stood up against him. And today, the socialists who created this European Union, it's the nationalists who want their national sovereignty back who are standing up against them. The left has remained the socialist, globalist, Hitlerian ideology that it always was, and the nationalists have been the ones seeking freedom, just like we always have been.
Yeah, again, when I hear them talk, and I hear them try to, you know, when Bernie Sanders, I don't know if you caught it the other day, when Bernie Sanders was speaking and he said, we need to regulate for climate change reasons, we need to regulate the amount of kids you have. You know, everybody should have one baby. And I'm saying to myself, the reason this didn't bother the Democrats, the reason that they applauded so much is abortion is a natural way of life for them. It's just a natural daily thing that people do and that people are going to have. Because what he's saying is, if you get pregnant on a second or a third one, it's out of here. We're not going to allow you to have it. That does not sound like freedom, like liberty. That sounds like communism.
Right, and you look at the nations where they actually have those policies, and what you have to recognize is that policies don't come from from nowhere. So this is not a standalone ad hoc policy.
Yep.
It's part of the socialist mindset. It's the same thinking that leads them to all of their other policies. So if you look at the nations where they have this enforced abortion, where they have this enforced one-child-only laws, they are amongst the most failed, the most violent, have committed the greatest of all atrocities, and it only makes sense. Those who are willing to kill babies are going to be willing to kill
anything.
Millions of grown people.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. If you can kill the most innocent of human beings, there's nothing to stop you between the in your chest. There's nothing between your ears to stop you. You know, to you, this is the normal and the right thing to do for society as a whole. It's very scary when you hear them talk about, there's now a fight going on with the, I'm going to say this wrong, and you can correct me, with the Hasidic Jews in New York, where they're coming after the way they do education, the way they've been doing it for centuries, really, but decades there in New York, and all of a sudden it's not right. They want them to bring in more worldly ways of teaching these kids.
What they want to do is bring in their indoctrination process.
Right.
It's the same reason these Hitlerian leftists go against homeschoolers.
Yep.
All right? It's the same reason they go against charter schools. It's the same reason they go against choice. Hitler doesn't want you to have choice.
No.
All right? They don't want you to have choice. They want you to be indoctrinated. All right? This is Hitler's ideology with, I wouldn't even say, a more smiley face. The difference is this, that when we think of Hitler, when we think of Pol Pot, when we think of Stalin and Lenin and Mao and mass starvations and the death camps and the gulags, we say the Democrats today aren't doing those things. Well, you know what? Neither did the other socialists do those things before they came to power. Because they didn't have the power to do those things.
Right.
You can't commit genocide if you don't run the government. You can't commit a Holocaust if you don't run the government. So the fact that these people who despise their opponents, right, and who engage in the same globalist, collectivist,
mm-hmm.
socialist ideology as Adolf Hitler are only now beating people up in the streets, are only now falsely accusing people of gang rape, are only lying to incite racial hatred and racial violence, but they haven't yet committed the atrocities that every other socialist has. That's not because they've got a kinder heart. It's because they haven't yet seized power.
Well, I agree. Listen, we're short on time, so I'm going to switch gears on you really quick here. Couple of quick things. One is you brought up Elizabeth Warren. You know, you talk about pandering for a vote. She wants reparations for gay couples. She wants reparations for blacks, reparations for Native Americans. I mean, what about reparations for guineas? We get any here? I mean, how about the Japanese, right? During the internment camps, it was guineas.
I'm all in favor of reparations.
Okay.
Let the Democratic Party pay for their crimes.
Hey, perfect.
These weren't white people who committed these crimes. White people fought against them, right? The white Republicans swore to undo the Democrats' crimes. It wasn't white people. It was Democrats. So this again is collectivist ideology, the same ideology as Adolf Hitler, collectivism, that human beings are to be treated differently based not on their individual choices and practices, but based on stereotypical traits ascribed to them by the powers that be on the left. When all whites are guilty and have to pay a fine,
that's right,
and all blacks are victims and are the recipients of that money, that's not justice. Which is, by the way, why they insert the modifier before the word social justice. They're not even seeking justice. They admit they're not seeking justice. Right? And collectivism, the ascribing of stereotypical traits to people based on their race, their class, their gender, this is the foundation of every atrocity that the socialists have ever committed. All Jews are this. All blacks are inferior. All Indians are. Right? All whites must. This collectivism is Hitlerism.
Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, love to have you on for two more hours, but we got to go. So I'll talk about Apocalypse Now later on. Great book. Got to grab it on Amazon. Evan, always a pleasure. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Me too, Joe. Talk to you soon.
All right. I love that guy. I mean,
we're back at it.
No, we're not. No. I've gotten to know Evan over the, last 4 or 5 years easy. And I always had a good time with him. Well, went out to breakfast. Yeah, just kind of enjoying his company. And he's real. And he's honest. And he's seen these things happen. Lifelong Democrat. Looked up one day and went, this ain't going to work. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write this down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, because you're going to want it in the next hour.